Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
ES Audio.
From the Evening Standard in London, I'm Rochelle Travers, and this is The Leader. Dame Cressida Dick officially leaves her post as Met Commissioner this Sunday, and the Evening Standard can exclusively reveal that in an explosive letter to London, the outgoing Met Chief slams the city's mayor, Sadiq Khan, accusing him of damaging the entire justice system by the politicisation of policing. It's a relationship that has become extremely strained in recent times, and it sounds like Dame Cressida and Mr. Khan's working career together is going to end that way too. Here to tell us more is our crime correspondent, Anthony France, who broke the story.
The Commissioner of the Metropolitan Police, she left today. She was given a chorus of officers applauding her outside Scotland Yard. It brings to an end, probably one of the most distinguished, I suppose, police careers. But, you know, her time had come. There were just far too many scandals at the Metropolitan Police. You know, the confidence of women and girls and the black community had really been rocked by scandals, not of her own making, but, you know, of her officers, behaviour officers. And I think the relationship between her and the mayor, Sadiq Khan, had just come to a point where he effectively withdrew his support for her and she was left with no option but to resign in February.
So tell us about what this letter to London is.
Yeah, so she officially steps down on Sunday, but before leaving, she's written a letter to London explaining some of the decisions that she's had to make. She's praising the work of her officers, but crucially, she is telling politicians to stay out of policing. In fact, she's going even further than that. She's saying that the entire justice system is being damaged by and we see it all the time, you know, police decisions, police operational decisions, being questions about, you know, from politicians, you know, sitting in their armchairs. And she's saying that this is actually having an effect on the criminal justice system.
And are we right to think this is directed at Sadiq Khan?
Oh, it's very, very direct towards Sadiq Khan. I mean, I know we've used the term thinly veiled, but, you know, she's talking about local government. Well, there's only one person that points immediately to, and that's Sadiq Khan. And listeners who remember back in February, she was given a 2-year extension to her term at the Met. And initially, Sadiq was backing her. And then we had the scandal around the text messages that were sent by officers at Charing Cross Police Station. And the mayor effectively told her to come up with a plan. He wasn't satisfied with the plan. She went on to BBC Radio London, said she had no intention of quitting. And it was that moment that the call from his aides to her aides, you know, effectively said he no longer has confidence in her. And she took the decision to resign.
Dame Cressida is accusing Mr. Khan of damaging the justice system by the politicisation of policing. Does she have a point?
Well, especially the job of Commissioner of the Metropolitan Police comes with quite a lot of politics. Not as much as it used to, but over recent years, you know, everything from the Downing Street parties to, you know, whatever it is, has an element of politics. And I think if you are seen in any way to do an act that is potentially favourable or not favourable towards a politician, you soon find both sides of the chambers coming down on you. Policing is political because at the end of it all is voters and, you know, politicians, you know, they want to see bobbies on the beat. They want to see officers solving people's burglaries, their car crimes. What they're less interested in, or less they feel that their constituents as well are less interested in, as gimmicks, you know, skateboarding, you know, and that sort of stuff, taking the knee and that. And I think that's where, you know, sometimes the police get caught up in that politics thing. But it's a very dangerous mix between policing and politics. And I think Cressida is absolutely right that the two should be independent of each other.
And what's the relationship been like between Cressida Dick and Sadiq Khan through the years?
Oh, it's been, it was absolutely fantastic when she was first appointed on April the 10th. 2017, they couldn't have been closer. Their relationship throughout the whole of her tenure until very recently has also been very good. But I think it was the almost conveyor belt of claims from officers, Charing Cross, which I mentioned, also the two murdered sisters where the officer shared their photos, Child Q, and also obviously the very awful events around the murder of Sarah Everard. And I think that that was the point where their relationship really, really came to an end pretty much. But interestingly, she still has the backing of the Home Secretary, who is her ultimate boss, Priti Patel.
So Dame Cressida Dick is officially leaving. How important is it for the new Met Chief and the Mayor of London to have a good working relationship?
Oh, it's crucial, yeah. I mean, he, in effect, has the position as Police and Crime Commissioner, so he sets the budgets, you know, and City Hall and the Metropolitan Police, you know, they have to work very closely together because, you know, the agenda is set and the police respond to that agenda. Whoever comes in has got to be a person of the highest integrity. They also have to be a person who's very good at working with the mayor and I think also keeping the troops on board. I mean, that, what's quite ironic about this is that Cressida never really lost the support of her officers. The officers, the good ones, you know, after Sarah Everard was murdered, you know, she was talking about, you know, grown men crying, the shame that they felt. So whoever comes in and with all the other different things that, you know, they have to have exceptional counter-terrorism experience and they have to be an officer of many, many years experience as well. But whoever comes in has really got to, I mean, she mentions in her letter to London as well, you know, about this back to basics policing, getting back and doing what the public want them to do, you know, which is solving burglaries and car crime and that sort of stuff, you know, because that's where the vast majority of your public confidence comes from.
And finally, what do you think Dame Cressida's legacy is going to be?
I think it's a bit of a mixed bag. On the very surface of it, you have a woman who has dedicated her entire public life to public service. She started pounding the beat in Westminster in 1983. She worked her way all the way up the ranks every single time, you know, pushing that glass ceiling a little bit more. And then, of course, you know, becoming the very first female commissioner in the Met's history, nearly, you know, Met's nearly 200 years old now. She'll be remembered for that. She'll be remembered as well as actually, if you get her in company and speak, you know, I mean, I went down to Brixton just before Christmas with her and, you know, in an area that you would think that she wouldn't be very popular, there were very many people coming up to her wanting selfies with her. And she has that sometimes when she goes on the tube as well. But I think the overall memory, I think, for her is, yes, certain crimes down and that will be the way that those bad officers let her down. They not only let her down in what they're doing, but I think it was just the numbers of them and her colleagues who now remain, you know, saying they're going to root out all this bad behaviour. But I think the feeling is it's a little bit late to have done that. But, you know, she will be remembered, I think, as, you know, quite a pioneer, really, of her generation of policing.
You can read more about Anthony's story online at standard.co.uk. And that's it from The Leader. This podcast is back on Monday at 4 p.m.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.